Violinist John Rose was born in England and now lives in Amsterdam, but jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says that Rose's formative experience as a musician was the decade or so he spent living in Australia. Kevin reviews a new album by Rose, well, not quite by Rose.
Technically, the new John Rose album, Violin Music for Restaurants, doesn't feature John J.O.N. Rose, but his alter ego, Joe J.O. Rosenberg, the pioneering if obscure Australian jazz violinist. Doc Rosenberg, as he's known, is a visionary with strong roots in his national culture. For him, music is something like Aboriginal memory, where different historical eras rub up against each other, and it's something like a boomerang. It's resilient and dependable, but what you try to throw away can keep coming back. As John Rose explains in his liner notes, Doc Rosenberg's restaurant music is something like the Aboriginal rite of passage, the walkabout, except that he does it indoors, strolling from table to table, playing different music at each. In Doc's case, it's really indoors, because he's composed these pieces in his head to pass the time in prison. He got locked up after losing a dispute with the musicians union over using a drum machine on a live gig. John Rose has sort of a split personality. He also inhabits the eminent German musicologist Dr. Johannes Rosenberg. His recordings have a lot of variety, and he calls on some unusual comrades for help. Here they include electronic composer Alvin Curran, who lives in Italy, and Dutch jazz pianist Misha Mengelberg. At table number two, the radical English guitarist Derek Bailey describes some problems he had while playing in a restaurant with a strolling violinist.
In motion, the violin travels faster than the guitar, and there were times when it became so widely separated that I was unsure, approaching a table sometime after he had left it, if I should be playing the tune that he was now playing at some distant table, or the tune he had been playing when he was at the table I had just reached.
Most of Violin Music for Restaurants was obviously recorded at home. John Rose makes smart, if undisguised, use of labor and money-saving devices, like that drum machine, or cheap samplers, or language instruction cassettes.
A little more, please.
Ham and eggs.
Per favore.
Scrambled eggs.
Uova strapazzate.
A little more, please.
Chicken soup.
Un
brodo di pollo.
Più, per favore.
Russian salad.
Insalata russa.
A little more, please.
If that makes you think of Revolution No. 9 by the Beatles, I'm with you. John Rose has a real flair for musical surrealism, something you're more apt to hear from rockers than jazz musicians these days. Rose is a resourceful violinist, but I confess I'm more fond of the music he makes with Doc Rosenberg's help than much of what he records on his own. That's the best thing about creating outlandish characters. They can do things you might be too embarrassed to do yourself.
Kevin Whitehead is a freelance writer based in New York. He reviewed Violin Music for Restaurants by John Rose.